Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to a special in-studio broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I've only got one thing to say. What a weekend. The ongoing National Basketball Association and National Hockey League playoffs, the celebration of Cinco de Mayo, the appearance of last night's supermoon, and, of course, the 138th running of the Kentucky Derby. Hard to imagine how you can top that lineup, but hold on. I've got a news flash. We're going to round out this action-packed weekend by dishing up a world-class championship discussion of real estate-related issues important to every homeowner who lives in an organized community, as well as anyone who happens to own commercial property. And joining me and my producer, Gino Thompson, in addressing these issues is a star of Homeowner Association and Commercial Property Insurance, none other than the marketing manager of Saks Insurance Agency, Mr. Vince Marciano. As always, welcome to the show, Vince.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
This is Vince's first time as the guest co-host here in the studio, and we're delighted to have his very talented and knowledgeable professional attributes in the studio with us. Feeling comfortable?
I am.
Are you ready to do a live one-hour radio show?
I certainly am.
Can I turn the show over to you?
Not all the way.
Okay. Very good. Well, that was a trick question at the end of that. Later in the program, we'll actually receive some very timely and useful real estate commentary from a couple of experts who collaborate with Vince on a regular basis, so please stay tuned. But before we jump into that, please check out an array of stellar real estate-related companies as well as the award-winning commentary we offer in our monthly newsletter by going to the radio show website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Our timely newsletter commentary is brought to you each month by the Deborah Calkin Agency, and you can learn more about their fine household staffing services at debsdomesticagency.com. Again, that's debsdomesticagency.com. And on this day in real estate history, May 6th, 1889, the Eiffel Tower in Paris actually opened to the public for the very first time. And Vince Marciano, I guess as the insurance expert in this room, I suspect that that piece of commercial real estate has one whopping policy of coverage. Don't you think so?
I would imagine the policy limit is quite high on that.
And this day in real estate history is brought to us each week by the local mortgage professionals at First National Bank of Santa Fe, and you can check out all of their top quality mortgage services at fnb-sf.com. Again, that's fnb-sf.com. I also want to invite all of you to attend a major remote broadcast of the show that we are staging next Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day, at the annual spring sale of Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road right here in Santa Fe. We are doing the remote under our show's Unique Destinations series, and if you come to the event, you'll be able to meet the famous Stephen Etri himself, and we'll actually be video streaming the show live on the internet. I even plan on interviewing some people who are attending this event, so if you come, you actually may have your chance to be on air. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's get going with the show by bringing our special guest co-host on air, Mr. Vince Marciano, the Saks Insurance Agency. Again, welcome to All Things Real Estate, my friend.
Thank you, Ray.
Vince, today we're going to be reviewing a variety of insurance issues that are important to everyone who lives in a residential community that is governed by an association, as well as anyone who owns commercial property. For the benefit of the listeners, why don't you frame the key insurance issues that relate to these two categories, and then we'll just drill down on them throughout the rest of the show. Let's start by suggesting that I've just moved into a community that has an association, and as a new owner of a condo or a home in that community, what are the important things I ought to be thinking about as I work with the association itself?
One of the first things I would do is open up that packet that you received at closing and review your covenants, conditions, and restrictions. Mm-hmm. Because within that document, you're going to find how the association is governed and how the association is required to put together rules for the owners and what they must obey.
Right. And once I've done that, and obviously associations vary as far as how hands-on they are, what role they play directly with the new owners and the current owners in that association. But I should never hesitate to ask any question of the board members, correct?
Absolutely not. It's in your best interest to know exactly how the association is insured.
Mm-hmm.
And for condominium owners associations or mixed-use association owners, it's critical to know how the master policy affects your decisions as an individual unit owner mm-hmm. and what you need to procure for your insurance needs.
All right. So for the benefit of somebody that's out there listening to this and they said master insurance policy, I don't know what Mr. Marciano is talking about. I know that I need to get insurance for my possessions. What's this master policy thing that Vince is referring to?
The master policy is going to, for instance, in a condominium owners association, the master policy is going to encompass all the insurance requirements within the CCNRs. It's going to include the property, general liability, any type of fidelity requirement, and the directors and officers coverage.
What do you mean by fidelity?
Fidelity is a certain type of coverage that is required by the FHA. So before you can get a loan on your property, some banks, some mortgage companies are going to want to see what the fidelity requirements are. And what the fidelity requirement is, it's essentially a crime policy. And the typical formula is 3 months worth of total assessments for a 12-month period. It's going to be your total reserve contribution for that 12-month period mm-hmm. and the total of your reserve balances. So you're going to want to have crime / fidelity protection against that in order for you to successfully be able to obtain a mortgage for those units.
And those are requirements of the Federal Housing Administration. Again, they relate to you as a purchaser. Mortgage requirements that they are stipulating that the actual association reveals is in place.
Absolutely correct. And what else the mortgage company is going to do is they're going to make certain they obtain a copy of that master policy because mm-hmm. they want to ensure you, being a condominium unit owner, are purchasing the right type of insurance for their mortgage needs.
Mm-hmm.
So the master association is going to have essentially three types of property coverage for an association. It's going to be bare walls or studs out, original specs, or betterments and improvements. So those three different types of master policy coverages dictates a significant amount of what premium costs will be for the unit owner to make up the balance for their individual unit coverages.
I see. And again, just to clarify this, these are all association-related insurance coverages. You as an individual owner of a condo or a home in that association still has to go out and get your own policy for your own items in your unit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And is there, just as a curiosity, is there any overlap, any issues associated with an individual policyholder's coverage and what the association is providing to do those two insurance carriers, which often are different, mm-hmm. Most of the time they're different. Do they look at what the other one is providing?
No, there really is no overlap. The master is going to be primary.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is make certain that the manager of the property or the board provides clear and concise guidelines for you as a unit owner as to what you're required to insure for your property mm-hmm. so that you aren't paying more for excess coverage that isn't going to be realized because it is not in first position. You also don't want to be shorted if there is a loss by being underinsured on your policy for mm-hmm. your individual unit. So you want to make certain that they're in line and they work well together.
All right. So I'm the new owner of a condo in a community, and the community obviously has sold units before and they've gone through this routine. So none of these issues are going to be necessarily novel or new to that association. They probably have some churn. They probably have people moving in and out on a regular basis. But having said that, at the same time, it probably makes sense for a condo or a homeowner association to occasionally look at their coverage, their master coverage, and maybe go to Vince Marciano and say, hey, are we adequately covered here with the changes in the environment, the economy, et cetera? Is that correct?
Absolutely. You want to make certain that, one, your master policy is correctly aligned for current replacement cost value. And that can be done through multiple ways, but our preferred method is using Marshall and Swift valuation tools, which is globally accepted.
And what is that? That's an inside baseball phrase.
Marshall and Swift is a valuation tool that collects all the information on the age of the structure, the construction type, what safeguards, what security components there are, square footage, and then factors the cost of materials in $2012 and the cost of construction in $2012. And from that, will generate a 2012 replacement cost value for that structure.
So is it useful for an association to actually do this analysis on an annual basis with their insurance coverage?
If they're confident that it has been done recently, there is no need. But what we typically see is that a lot of associations are shopping strictly on price. And through that method, the insurance agents or agencies will collect the declaration page from years past and try to mimic apples to apples. Mm-hmm. Our first step in the process is to collect the construction details of that condominium complex, and then we generate a replacement cost value for it. So that's the lowest that we can go. You can always go higher, but right. You cannot go below that generator.
So your approach actually helps the association by getting a true value of what the construction value is in their community, as opposed to just simply taking a current face sheet of a policy and trying to mimic the price.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, which can be dangerous because you may end up with a very inexpensive policy, but it may not be adequate as far as really genuinely covering what's there.
Right, and then it truly hits the fan when there's a claim.
Yeah.
Regardless of the size of loss, whether it's small or total, the carrier retains the right to come out and assess replacement cost value. If you're currently insuring your condominium at $8 million, when in essence it's truly valued at $10 million, the carrier has the right to only pay you at 80 cents on a dollar for any loss incurred at that association. Mm. So it's critical to make certain the carrier is on board with current replacement costs for $2012.
Well, I always tell you that these things go so quickly. We're already at our first break, and we haven't even gotten into the commercial property side of it. So I tell you what, Vince Marciano, who's my special in-studio guest, marketing manager with Sachs Insurance Agency, we're going to be drilling down on all these issues, and in a minute we're actually going to be inviting a special guest to join us who's actually going to talk about some of the homeowner association insurance issues, so stay tuned. Hi, it's Ray Post of All Things Real Estate. Please join me at noon on Sunday, May 13th, when the show airs from the spring sale at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Take advantage of Stevens' vast array of items offered at spectacular prices. For information, call 471-0802, that's 471-0802, and join me at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road at noon on Sunday, May 13th, for this major event.
Welcome to Northern New Mexico College, where your classroom is the valley, the mountains, the green fields, and the fresh air. You can earn degrees in environmental science, agroecology, wildland fire science, and natural resources management, and more. Their El Rito and Española campuses are located close to home and close to the great outdoors. Apply today at nnmc.edu or call 747-2111 to learn more. Northern New Mexico College, your school, your future. Sure.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parents' Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parents' Guide to Safe Foods. Parents' Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parents' Guide to Parenting Guides. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parents' Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about all things insurance related, particularly if you live in a homeowner association or condo association, or you own commercial property. My special in-studio guest is a total expert in these areas. I think he demonstrated that in the opening segment, Mr. Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with Saks Insurance Agency. Saks Insurance Agency is actually a supporter of All Things Real Estate, and we appreciate that. Vince, by the way, did you know that Los Alamos was named the healthiest place in the U.S. by Bloomberg News?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Los Alamos County has been named the healthiest place in the U.S. The findings are based on a study by the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation at the University of Wisconsin, which ranked all counties in the U.S. based on premature death rates, poverty rates, education systems, and levels of economic development. So you look like a healthy guy to me. That's where you live. So you have to tell that to your wife and your kids this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Hey, we live in the healthiest place in the entire country. Anyway, we were going to have a very good colleague and friend of Vince Marciano, Carol Reichert, join us. Carol is the Vice President of Century Management. We're not reaching her right now, so I'll tell you what we're going to continue to do. We're going to actually talk about some of the things that Carol will be talking about with us, Vince, and that is relating, again, to further on the homeowner and condo association insurance issues. If Carol was here, she probably would talk about the fabulous relationship that she has with Vince Marciano in providing insurance coverage. But seriously, they are a leader in that kind of management of communities. Why don't you talk for a moment about the kind of relationship that you have with Century Management and how you at the Saks Insurance Agency help them and, most importantly, homeowner associations in achieving their insurance qualifications.
We established a relationship with Carol and Century Management roughly three and a half years ago. And our mindset is we establish relationship through education. So Carol requested that we come out and present to herself and her staff and teach them about the insuring requirements for property managers and what they're to look for in performing those features. And through that, we established a good working relationship and then an excellent business relationship, because what we have done is essentially taught her managers through this process how to be more critical and perform a better service in the evaluation of insurance for these associations.
And why is that? Is that something that you suspected they were not doing previously? Or?
I would say that most residential property managers out there have so many things that they need to juggle.
Right.
And insurance is just one of them. Mm-hmm. That it was important for them to hear from an insurance specialist who has specialty products for mitigating their types of risks, what to look for and what the needs are.
Right.
Because I think it's standard practice to shop for rate alone. And what we do is help them identify what other risks there are out there and mm-hmm. help them identify how to look for them and figure out ways to mitigate them. Mm-hmm. So to identify what the problems are is the first step. The next step is to figure out how to fix them, because insurance should be thought of, especially for associations, on an annual basis, should be done thoroughly, and then you should have peace of mind after you make the correct decision.
Yeah, I live in an association, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think it's probably natural for the association board to look at how little money, particularly in the current economy, they need to spend on those what they call essential ingredients to the operation of their association. However, it seems to me as a resident of an association that if we are, as you pointed out, all you need is one claim to underscore how inadequate your insurance coverage is, that would be something that should actually rise above insurance coverage should rise above those kinds of just pure economic decisions. Don't you agree?
Absolutely agree. And what you see with the smaller associations, what I mean by smaller, are those with fewer moving parts. So those without a pool, without a hot tub, without any real property requirement to insure, such as a clubhouse or a condominium. Mm-hmm. The associations do not believe they really have a property value that they need to put into a policy. Mm-hmm. And we disagree with that. there are many things of value that you can insure, such as your landscaping, your irrigation, your monument signs, your block walls, those types of things you can collect a property value for and put a property insurance policy in place so that when there is damage, you aren't having to pay for that out of your reserve fund or special assess the unit owners to make up the delta.
And are those two alternate routes, typically what happens when there's a claim made and the insurance coverage is not adequate, you got to dip into some fund somewhere.
Absolutely. And if the fund isn't there, then you need to special assess the unit owners to make up the difference.
Mm-hmm. So let's assume for a moment that an association board is listening to this, and I'm sure they are. Everybody's leaning forward towards the radio listening to this right now, and they may say, you know what, we better look at our own policy. What would you typically find would be one of the errors of omission, if I'm using the terminology correctly, that a board would have made by simply going on price for a association insurance policy?
Well, we've touched on the issues with undervaluing property. That is the first that we would look at. The second is there's a large component of association insurance called your directors and officers policy, which is a liability policy that protects these individuals who are elected into these positions and put a significant amount of time and effort into making the best decisions possible for the board. They're not always going to be successful, and there will be legal claims filed against them. Mm-hmm. Your directors and officers policy is critical in that you want it strong so that any claim does not risk the personal assets of any of these board members. Mm-hmm. So that's where we see significant discrepancy between what is included in a generic policy versus what we can offer with our specialized directors and officers policies that were written specifically for condominium owners associations and homeowners associations.
I want to remind everybody that when Mr. Marciano, Vince Marciano, is referring to us, he's referring to the Sachs Insurance Agency. Vince is obviously, based on what you're hearing, is a total expert in the area of homeowner association, condo association, and commercial property insurance needs. And we have him in the studio today for the first time, and so we're really drilling down on a number of issues. We've got about 2 minutes here before I have to take a break, Vince. Let's sort of round out the community association insurance issues, because in our next interview segment, we're actually going to be talking very specifically about commercial property insurance. So beyond the issues you've talked about, anything else you want to throw in here for the listeners' attention?
I think it's important for the agent of these associations to be intimately familiar with what they are insuring so that they can communicate to the carriers specifically what the property limits are, the general liability risk exposures are, fidelity requirements are, and then based on those decisions, identify options to give them the best directors and officers policy available.
Does an agent typically go out and do a drive around of a community and take a look and talk to people? And I mean,
we absolutely do.
Yeah, you can't do this all over the phone. You really need to see the association and the community, right?
Very true. And we offer it to all the property managers to join us.
Uh-huh.
We'll walk the property with them and identify any of the issues or concerns that we see and communicate to them how we're going to package it for insurance carriers consideration.
I suspect doing that, you probably have those aha moments where they go, oh gosh, I didn't know that we needed to do that.
It's the first aha is they've never heard it as an offer before.
Uh-huh.
And then the second is they didn't realize how important it was afterwards.
Yeah.
And identifying all the problems.
And again, as you pointed out, it only takes one claim for you to realize just how inadequate your insurance coverage may be. And at the end of the day, your fiduciary duties as a board member are really sort of a question there. If your insurance coverage is not adequate, you're going to have all your homeowner or condo association members all over you like a cheap suit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Before we do that, though, I want to encourage you to check out the Sotheby's International Realty Distinctive Property of the Month by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. This section of the radio show website is brought to us each month by Old Santa Fe Builders Incorporated. You can find out about their fine services at oldsantafebuilders.com. Again, that's oldsantafebuilders.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking further about insurance issues relative to what Mr. Vince Marciano of Sachs Insurance he knows about, so stay tuned.
I was driving home from work.
I was heading out to meet my friends.
I was thinking about what I would make for dinner.
I was just changing the station on my radio.
I was checking my cell phone.
I was only trying to change lanes.
I never saw him.
I never saw that motorcycle.
Until it was too late.
Unfortunately, sometimes drivers don't notice motorcycles on the road until it's too late. Be aware. Always look for motorcycles, because it's their road too.
Sponsored by NMDOT and aired in cooperation with the NMBA and this station.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty. Having the right insurance coverage is absolutely critical, whether it's for commercial, homeowner, or personal needs. That's why I recommend you speak to the Sachs Insurance Agency. Please contact one of the best in the business, Mr. Vince Marciano, at 866-729-5390. Again, that's 866-729-5390. Or go to his website, SachsInsuranceNM.com. Again, that's Sachs Insurance.
When you think of poverty, what do you see? In America today, 37 million people live below the poverty line. They're the working poor, struggling to pay the rent and feed their children. AmeriCorps Vista, volunteers in service to America, fights poverty in all its forms and offers passionate people like you the chance to put your idealism into practice. Fight poverty with passion. Join Vista. To learn more, call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.gov.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today in the studio with me is Mr. Vince Marciano, Marketing Manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency, proud resident of Los Alamos. And yep. We just talked about in the last segment that Los Alamos County is the healthiest place in the entire country. So get up and do some push-ups. No, just kidding.
I'm getting winded just thinking about it.
Anyway, before we go back into our conversation regarding all sorts of matters related to insurance, I want to tell you about Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company, offering a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, and charitable lead trusts, plus private foundation administration. For more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. I also want to tell you about another good supporter of All Things Real Estate, and that is Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, which is well known as a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving 300,000 people in north central New Mexico. Using cutting-edge technology and a commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, this hospital has more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, as well as 60,000 patient visits. And for more information about their wide range of compassionate and high-quality care, please go to Christus St. Vincent's Regional Medical Center's website, which is stvin.org. Again, that's stvin.org. I now would like to welcome Mark Butcher, who is the Director of Asset Services at the Albuquerque operation of CBRE, which is the world's number one commercial real estate service provider. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Mark. Mark?
Today.
Now, how are you?
Doing very well. I was going to think most of the people from Los Alamos and Santa Fe today are probably down here at the zoo with me. Just finished up the run for the zoo, and quite a turnout today.
Well, you're a healthy guy, too, so you should be living in Los Alamos.
Well, chasing my kids around today, and we had a great time. There's an amazing turnout up here today, and hopefully I'll have some quiet time here, but there are quite a few people around. So,
well, you're a good man to do that, Mark. I congratulate you on that effort. Mark, CBRE manages office, industrial, and retail properties for owners, and you personally have some very good experience with all these types of commercial properties in the Santa Fe region. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I've worked in Santa Fe and Albuquerque in commercial real estate since 2000, and I've had a chance to work with a lot of people and get a lot of great experience, and it's great business to be in. It's very unique markets that we have in New Mexico, and I'm proud to be a part of the industry.
Let's sort of shift gears, and I want to know how you and Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency actually work together to help a commercial property owner identify the right insurance coverage to meet their needs. How does that work?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Vince and Sex Insurance have been great partners with us. They really bring an educational component. They help educate myself and my managers on, all the ins and the outs of the commercial insurance world, of which there are many. They've been in on a number of occasions to sit and teach us about coverages for, not just buildings, but for parking lots and for landscaping. And, there's general liability and there's property owner's insurance. And they've been real good about educating us on underinsured issues or overinsured issues and how to make sure you're getting the right policy for your owner and the right policy for your vendors and other service providers on your property.
So I'm looking at Vince right now, Mark. You working with Mark and actually, as he says, educating the business owner about these kinds of insurance needs, this kind of relationship works quite well, I suspect, seamlessly, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I was just going to say we are not insurance experts. What we are property management experts, and it's good to have teammates like Vince that are the experts in this area that you can bounce questions off of and make sure you're heading in the right direction.
In the last segment, Mark, we were talking about how Vince actually goes to a homeowner or a condo association community, and he'll walk with the board of directors to determine what kind of insurance coverage they need. Vince, I assume you do the exact same thing with a commercial property owner?
Absolutely. We'll go to the commercial site, and we'll take a close look at the property, identify all the general liability exposures that there are, and go through the due diligence process of identifying the property value for true replacement costs.
Uh-huh. And Mark, I suppose that Vince probably does that in concert with one of your colleagues who's actually managing a particular facility. Isn't that correct?
That's right. They schedule times to meet at the properties, and you wouldn't believe, for a layman walking around with Vince, you wouldn't believe the things that he can pick out, things that never maybe even occurred to you. That are insurable risks, and he points these items out and makes sure again that the owner's property is covered and the businesses are covered.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious from your standpoint, and I actually want to ask in a minute about a general commercial real estate question. But what are some of the challenges that you have, Mark, in actually convincing a property owner that they need to really look seriously at maybe changing their insurance policy when they talk to Vince Marciano?
Yeah, I mean, the question of risk really is what we bring up to the owners, and just making sure they understand the implications. Sometimes at our houses we have maybe a tree that goes bad that we need to take out, and maybe that's an insurable issue. But then you start looking at shopping centers that maybe have 200 trees, and you start thinking about the cost involved and what might happen if you had an insurable event on those. And scale, pointing out scale to our owners and letting them understand the cost involved if you had a large claim, how what kind of money that would be out of pocket for them versus if they had they were insured items, how they would be handled through deductible and otherwise.
I'm just curious, how did you get into the commercial property management business?
Actually, it's a task. I started as a college intern working on a Y2K bug, if everybody remembers that.
Sure.
For an apartment owner who owned about 100 apartment complexes across the nation, and he had a Y2K software problem. So I came in and helped them convert to new software, and that sort of got me started in the business. And so it was mostly apartments, but then moved into commercial buildings when primarily in Santa Fe.
And CBRE has quite a pedigree. I'm actually, you probably don't know this, but I'm also a Sotheby's agent back in Washington, D.C., and I have worked directly and indirectly with the CBRE folks back there. You guys are a national corporation, as I said, the number one commercial real estate service provider. Good company to work for?
Excellent company to work for. Just an amazing place, and I'm just so so pleased to be a part of that group. It's the world's some of the world's best commercial real estate folks, and unbelievable company to work for. Great folks.
Well, I'm just curious, too, your view about commercial real estate. Of course, I'm an associate broker of residential real estate, and, we've gone through our tough period. How is the commercial market looking?
You know, we're optimistic. We're very optimistic this year. We don't see a huge necessarily influx or increase in business per se, but we don't see things heading any further down, which is positive in itself. We definitely have some more owners kicking tires, so to speak, on shopping center purchases and commercial building purchases. So things are moving again, which is great. We look forward to having a decent year this year and then hopefully really taking off in 13 and 14.
You're a good politician, Mark. That was an excellent answer. I'm curious, though, and I'm looking at Vince Marciano as well with the Sachs Insurance Agency. How would you rank the Santa Fe market and where we are going in commercial property and the opportunities that exist for you and also working with the Sachs Insurance Agency over the next year?
Yeah, we're Santa Fe is a very unique place to both live and work, and it's a unique place to manage and own commercial real estate, to say the least. There's some great properties there that have done well for years and years. We manage a number of facilities up there. We have owners investing new dollars and hoping to pick up the influx of tenants coming in the next year or so. And so I think make sure you have your insurance lined up. It's one of the first questions we ask our owners and ask our people coming on site. So make sure you have your insurance lined up early, and so you're ready for your new tenants coming on board, and we look forward to a good couple of years.
Before we let Mark go, Vince Marciano, Sachs Insurance Agency, any other points you want to give to the listeners relative to if they are, in fact, owners of commercial property here in the Santa Fe area?
Absolutely, and I think it's another kudo for Mark and his organization. What they do is understand what the property is, the age of the property, and the location of it. And from that, we help make intelligent decisions regarding increased costs of construction, demolition costs, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But those are incredibly important issues that tend to be kind of somewhat overlooked in the insurance evaluation process. So it's important for anyone out there who has a commercial space to make certain that those are in line with the current condition of the construction.
Yeah. Mark Butcher, before I let you go, any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners so you can go back to your family and enjoy the rest of your afternoon before you do that?
Yeah, thank you. My kids are probably asleep by now, but I just want to thank you guys for having me on today. Vince has been a great partner with us, again, in educating our staffs on the somewhat complicated world of commercial insurance, but it's important to know that you don't need to know everything, but you need to know how to get to the information. And Vince has been a great resource for us, and we look forward to years and years of continued business with him.
Well, I couldn't say it any better. On all things real estate, we value Vince's counsel when it comes to everything associated with real estate-related insurance issues. This is Mark Butcher, the Director of Asset Services at the Albuquerque operation of CBRE, again, the world's number one commercial real estate service provider. Mark, thank you for carving out time, your family time, to be on the show today, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great Sunday.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Vince, let's go back. We got about 3 minutes here, 2 minutes before we have to take a break. Let's go back to this commercial property issue. That was nice when we had all that ambient noise in the background. I'm sure the kids are having a great time down there in Albuquerque. Some of the other commercial property insurance issues, Mark pointed out that getting the commercial property owner to understand that they need to seriously analyze their risk and their liability possibilities, that takes on a whole different sort of scheme for a property owner, particularly if you have a place with lots of traffic like a shopping center, doesn't it?
Absolutely. All those exposures are the direct contributors to the rate for the premium. So it's critical that the owners of these properties understand what the risks are. And that's why we take the effort of going out there with the property manager so that we can communicate to them, and then in return, they can communicate it to their owners.
Right. And again, for anyone that's out there in the Santa Fe listening audience that maybe is not aware of all these issues associated with adequate commercial property insurance, what would be the first thing that you would recommend that they do? I mean, obviously calling Vince Marciano, the Sachs Insurance Agency, but looking at what they currently have, I think it's even more important for a property owner than it maybe even is for a homeowner association to make sure they're really up to date with their coverage.
Absolutely. What you're typically seeing these days are owners who are trying to incentivize tenants to come to their buildings, mm-hmm. and also to increase retainage of current tenants. So they're spending a significant amount of out-of-pocket dollars toward improving their facilities. And what we're seeing in the field is that a lot of these improvements aren't being correctly reflected in adjustments to their property values.
I see.
So it's important for these owners to realize that what they're doing has a monetary value associated with it and should be adjusted for their property limit and their total insurance package.
Mm. As always, excellent counsel coming from Vince Marciano, the marketing manager at the Sachs Insurance Agency. We've really covered a lot of territory today. Not enough time, as always. But I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, and then we'll have some summary thoughts from Mr. Marciano, so stay tuned.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. I knew I needed to make some major lifestyle changes that would help me manage my type 2 diabetes. These tips help me stay in the know. Keep active, normalize critical health numbers, opt for a healthy lifestyle, and work with a healthcare provider.
I'm Dr. Dan Jones. Please visit your own healthcare provider. And for more information, visit iknowdiabetes.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. I can help you find that perfect home. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty. And in the studio with me is Mr. Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency, and we're talking about all things insurance related today. By the sound of that music, though, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. For more information about their home inspection services, go to their website, winni.com. Again, that's winni.com. This afternoon, I'm delighted to have my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty on the line with us. I have none other than Ann Brunson, who is actually holding an open house today at 208 Plaza Montagna, if I'm correctly pronouncing that. Ann, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
And today you are doing this open house, I think, from, is it 2 to 4?
Correct.
And you know how this works. You've got about 3 minutes, and the clock will be ticking in a second, to sell the listeners on all the attributes of this fabulous property. So go ahead, my friend. You've got the floor.
Well, this is a fabulous home. It's in-town living. It's city living at its best. It was built in 2006. It's got two bedrooms and two wonderful baths, plus a huge, big bonus office library-type room that's just wonderful. They have wood floors and granite counters. You've got a special separate formal dining. You've got a great room that's really large and can be arranged differently, different types of ways. It's got a gas fireplace. The kitchen has a large eat-in island along, you can eat in on the other side, and then also another kind of a side island that you can eat at also. It's wonderful. And The backyard is professionally landscaped with a beautiful fountain, all kinds of gardens, a large flagstone entertaining area. This home has had many wonderful parties there and seated dinners on the patio for over 75 people. So it's really lovely.
Well, it is. And I just want to point out, but just to interrupt you for 1 second, if anyone is listening to the show and is in their car, I encourage you at 2 o'clock to join Ann at this beautiful property. But in the meantime, you can actually go to the radio show webpage. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a picture of 208 Plaza Montaña. And you can click on that. It'll take you right to an array of beautiful pictures of this property that Ann has posted, as well as all the other information she's talking about. So you've given a good description of some of the attributes. You're going to be there from 2 to 4. Did you tell people how much this costs?
It is $735,000.
Wow, which is pretty amazing. The square foot price is for what you're offering is, I think, an extraordinary buy. Don't you agree?
Yes, it's 2,400 square feet. So it's still very, very large, and it's a freestanding home. It's not a condo.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I'm just saying it's about 6 minutes from the plaza and shopping and all kinds of various wonderful downtown malls, medical centers. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Conveniently located.
Is this in a community? Is it in a does it have
yes.
an does it have an association?
Yes, it does. It's in Plazas at Pecos Trail. So they're all fairly new homes. 2006 was when this one was built, and it has. There's some more homes there that can actually lots and things that you can build, or you can buy a spec home that's already built there. There's some other offerings in that space.
Well, I'm asking the question because you know, in the studio with me today is my guest co-host, the Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, and his sweet spot, Ann, is providing homeowner and condo association insurance at a stellar level. So he was, as I asked that question, he was writing down the name of the association. There's a guy who knows about business development. I agree that's the way to approach.
It's Plazas at Pecos Trail, and there's some aqua high-flying flags and everything that indicate the entrance.
Well, I'm going to have him give you a call and talk about this association, if that's okay with you, my friend.
That would be great.
This is Ann Brunson, who is today holding an open house from 2 to 4 at 208 Plaza Montaña. It's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath, freestanding property located very close to downtown. It's listed at $735,000 for all the amenities that Ann talked about. This is the place to be. I encourage everyone, do your brunch and then go on over and see Ann Brunson at 2 o'clock today. And I hope that buyer is on his or her way to see you today. Okay, Ann?
That would be wonderful. And thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate this so very much.
Well, I appreciate that you appreciate it, and I hope the sellers appreciate it. And most importantly, let's hope that the buyer appreciates it, okay?
Certainly.
I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great afternoon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, Vince, there's a little business development here on All Things Real Estate for you.
Working, Ray. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm always thinking about you. Ann Brunson's a fabulous associate broker. Great talk about pedigree, great experience, well-known in this community, and she's a delightful lady, I'm sure, if you give her a call. She won't hang up on you. I can guarantee that.
Excellent.
All right, my friend, let's go back. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes or so. Yeah, let's go back and, again, summarize for the listeners today sort of the touchstones on these two critical areas. Let's start again with community homeowner and condominium association insurance requirements and needs. If you are a resident of that community, what should you be asking your condo board or your homeowner association board about insurance coverage?
What I would want to do is see the certificate of insurance for the policy of the association. And that will identify the property limit.
Which you should have seen anyway when you, and that's probably.
Which is included in the large stack of information that you received at closing.
At closing, but also too, don't they recirculate that during annual meetings typically?
Typically.
Yeah, go ahead.
Typically. And that's important for the boards to do that. Mm-hmm. So that the.
So if they're not doing it, they should do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that the unit owners know exactly what the coverage limits are, so that the homeowners know what the coverage limits are. It's critical to know. And for the mortgages, it's critical to have so that you can successfully place mortgage. But what these individuals need to know is that they're being adequately insured mm-hmm. to the limits that are required per the governing docs for their associations. And if they are uncertain in any way, shape, or form, ask the property manager. Ask the board to provide that information and guidance to them so that they can correctly align their personal insurance so that they are not overpaying or underpaying, but they are adequately aligned for the risks.
Mm-hmm. And so you've done that. You've stood up in the middle of the annual meeting and you've screamed at the board member. No, just kidding. Don't do that. You've asked the board members to explain the coverage if they can, at least, you know, any questions that you have. And the fundamental question is, are we adequately covered? Mm-hmm. And have we done an analysis lately to determine the answer to that question?
Right? That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, because as a homeowner or a condo owner, it's in your vested interest to make sure that the coverage is totally adequate. Otherwise, if there's a problem and a claim, you're going to end up having to pay for it out of your reserve funds or maybe a special assessment against you as a homeowner, correct?
Absolutely. And, yeah. And going in parallel with the associations, it's critical that any member of the board, an elected board, the directors and officers, that they evaluate what the exclusions are within their current policy. Uh-huh. Because that is the only thing that is keeping your personal assets at bay. Uh-huh. If you have a strong directors and officers policy with few to no exclusions that mitigates the risks that are typical in this association space, you can be rest assured that doing your job is not going to impact your personal livelihood.
Yes, as they say, I'm cleaning it up a little bit, poopy happens. So there could be a problem within the association that could come back to haunt the board of directors. Their exposure could be significant, and in turn, that impacts on the entire association.
Very true, and it doesn't have to be anything substantive. You want to have a directors and officers policy that's going to provide you defense costs regardless if the claim is false, fraudulent, or without merit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have a policy that will provide you defense costs for that, that's one of the true indicators that you're working toward obtaining and procuring a solid directors and officers policy.
Okay, so let's shift gears for a moment now and talk about commercial property owners. What are the touchstones for them? I own a shopping center. Hey, is my insurance coverage adequate? How do I figure that out?
You have to engage your agent, and you have to force them to make the determination that the property value is correctly aligned for 2012 replacement cost dollars. Have them make the assessment that the increased cost of construction, the cost for demolition is correctly aligned. It might have been at inception when it was originally built, but if it was built around by other commercial space and buildings and structures, demolition is going to increase. If it's an older structure, the cost to bring it up to code is going to drive up pricing. So you want to make certain that the property is correctly aligned with your internal costs of construction and demolition costs. You also want to make certain that any improvements made by these owners are captured and increased in your property limit so that if there is a loss, the owners are not going to have to pay out of pocket to bring this back to new.
Wow, lots of great information today, Vince. Did you have fun?
I had a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we're going to have you back again because we really have just sort of scratched the surface on all these different insurance issues. So I really want to thank my guest co-host, Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, for all of his very useful and informative commentary today. And as I said, we will have you back again soon. Actually, Vince, you're probably going to join me, I hope, at one of the remote broadcasts that we're doing later on in the summer. Actually, the next big one I have after Stephen's E-Trees is at the Santa Fe Marimba Festival. So
okay.
You got to be
excellent.
There for chatter. Right? Anyway, many thanks to our other show contributors, Gino Thompson, my producer, Kate, Debbie, Mike, and Arthur at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for doing what you do best. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the show today, as well as all the support you're giving to our nation's improving housing market. Don't forget to join us next Sunday for a special remote broadcast of the show from the annual spring sale at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. I guarantee that we'll have fun for all. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in everything related to real estate.